Carl Orozco is here this morning from, he's the Director of Development for Habitat for Humanity. Morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. Want to just touch base with you. You know, we hear about Habitat from Humanity when you build a house, finish a house,
right,
that sort
right,
of thing.
Typically.
But Habitat for Humanity is here all the time. So
definitely.
Here we are in July. Let's talk about what's going on at your place.
Well, there's a lot going on. It's beginning our new fiscal year in July. And currently what I'm here to talk to you about is something we're trying to do, honor a really tremendous, tremendous individual that's helped us for many, many years, a gentleman by the name of Jim Davis. Now, Jim Davis basically started with Habitat back in 89 when they came on board. And what's interesting about that is I've been with the affiliate for now going on 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I run into someone, they go, yeah, Habitat. You know, there was a gentleman there by the name of, and I go, Jim Davis. Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Everybody knows Jim Davis. He was a professor at A&M, mm-hmm. Was retired in the military, and was a very big prominently in his church. He's alive and well.
Okay.
He's still living here with his family and his wife here in College Station. And we just want to honor Jim because he retired from, finally retired in August of last year, and we're trying to build a house in front for him. And we're raising funds for that. Currently, right now, we need about $55,000 to start the house. And currently, we're right at a little under $13,000. So we're well on our way, third
sure.
of the way. So.
Now, you know, this is an interesting community in that for the size, Habitat has really put up some structures.
Yeah, I tell you, I always let people know that for a community that's about 200,000 combined, sometimes that's on a good day, a game day, right? But we're the fifth largest in the state. Now, that's behind San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin. Now, mm-hmm. you think about those size cities.
Yeah.
They're in the millions, and we're 200,000, and yet we're building not necessarily as many homes, but 10 to 12 homes a year. So that's almost once a month that we're building a home, providing a decent, affordable housing. And so that's pretty incredible when you think about somebody, when you compare the sizes of homes, of cities.
Sure.
So we're very, very proud of Bryan College Station. And when we go to the convention, the statewide convention, it's definitely brought up to us about what we're able to do here.
Oh, yeah, part of it. There's no secret. Part of it is we have a university here that has a lot of
no
students,
doubt.
And
no
that
doubt.
That helps. But talk a little bit about, if you say, well, I don't have a group, I'm just an individual. Well, there are places for individuals in Habitat.
You bet.
As well.
There's a number of opportunities that individuals can do. Certainly, as you'd mentioned, the construction site, you can come out there. We have a phone number that you can call for volunteer coordinators. You can go on our website and find that and schedule it if you're an individual. Most people like coming out in a group, and I always let people know that a group doesn't have to be 5 to 10 people. It can mm-hmm. be you and your buddy
mm-hmm.
Or you and your girlfriend. Decide what to do something like that on a Saturday. Call us up a couple of days before, see what we've got going on. We always have something going on. If we're not literally raising the walls, we're roofing, we're painting, we're shingling, we're putting the floors down, things of that nature. So there's always something new, even laying sod at the end of the process.
Sure.
So there's plenty of opportunities to do that. We have a restore. Not very many people know that we have a restore on Maloney, 2211 Maloney in Bryan. It's the best hidden location that you've ever...
I've been there plenty of times. You can get some great deals there.
Exactly, but not a lot of people know about it. We've been around for 10 years now, and some people still don't know the location. But you can volunteer there as well, or just come shop. Just like, as you'd mentioned, you've been there many times. I always call it a treasure hunt because you go there for one thing, but you find so many more things.
Yeah.
You can do that as well. So you can provide lunch. You can do a lot of different things to help Habitat for Humanity.
Sure. How many projects do you have going on right now?
Right now we have one
uh-huh.
Because it's going on to in the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
It's always slow. And plus, we don't work as late just because of the heat. It's not safe. And
sure.
so we start early and we finish early. So typically we have one, but we start cranking it back up in August and September. Students come back, as you'd mentioned, and so it's a little bit easier to get volunteers. But Jim Davis, the Jim Davis House is really what we're focusing on now, raising mm-hmm. the funds for that. So he was a part of the family of St. Paul's Methodist Church, I believe, back mm-hmm. on Cavett, which is actually down from our location.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know Jim, if you're familiar with Jim, or just want to give to Habitat, go to habitatbcs.org. There's a tab there, drop-down menu. You'll see his name. You can give directly to the Jim Davis House, or just general donations if you want to do something like that. We're always looking for sponsorships. If businesses want to become involved in that, individuals want to honor a loved one or a company or something like that wants to do something for their employees, it's great team building activity. We have sponsorships available for that as well. So we're always looking for things like that.
All right. Well, let's go to the other side of the equation. Let's say there's somebody listening today who wants that American dream of having their
you
own
bet.
Home. clearly there are guidelines that they have to fit into to be a possible Habitat family. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. We always have informationals. Go to the website again. We just had one this past weekend, so I'm not real sure on the next one. But if you go to the website, it has all our informational dates. Scott, the main thing I really like to let people know is that as long as Habitat has been around, I still run into the fact that people think, oh, Habitat, yeah, y'all give away those free houses. Yeah, those free houses, that's wonderful. Well, folks, they're not free. These homeowners have very, very stringent guidelines to get into our program. They have to maintain those guidelines. And the houses are not free. They actually buy these mortgages. We sell the house to them. Mm-hmm. It is an interest-free mortgage, but it is a mortgage. They have a house payment. They have a mortgage payment just like everybody else out there who's working. They're hardworking people as well. They don't want a handout. They want a hand up, not a hand out. And that's really a big thing that we focus on, is that they do have to pay it back. It's a 20, 30-year commitment just like everybody else. They become homeowners, but they, and with all the rights and responsibilities and sometimes all the things that come along.
Homeownership.
That's right, homeownership. You got to mow the grass.
So yeah, exactly, all those things. And that's the true definition of sweat equity, because they are.
That's exactly what it is.
They invest. So we have the Jim Davis House going on right now. There'll be other projects that'll be happening. So if you want to help in any way, either through donations or volunteer time, again, what do they do?
Best thing to do is go to the website. We've done a really good job of putting a lot of information on there. And if you can't access that information, you can call us at the office at 823-7200. My extension is 104. You're more than welcome to call me there. But most people like the website, habitatbcs.org. It's habitatbcs.org. All the information that you were looking for, phone numbers, contacts, sponsorships, et cetera, is all right there.
All right. Carl Orozco from Habitat for Humanity. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Scott, thank you very much.
You bet.